Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Always enjoyed this week between Christmas and New Year's. It gives me a chance to catch up on reading and praying my Christmas cards that you have sent. And I try sometimes to judge them one against the other, and it seems like they all end up in first place. So many different beautiful depictions of the Nativity and the verses as well. One of the things that I've noticed over the last several years, especially, is that almost every Christmas card comes with a photo of the family. Since we have the opportunity to do those things now, it's nice to get that photo and see the whole family, especially when the family continues to grow older and they're not here with us week to week. It's always nice to see them in the picture. And of course, when I think of that, it always reminds me, as it does on the Feast of the Holy Family, about the time when I taught the fourth graders on Fort Ritchie's Air Army Base. Certainly not a privilege. It was a difficult assignment. Fourth graders are hard enough, Army brats even harder. So I asked them to try to think of the Holy Family beyond the concept of, you know, the height that we put them on, the spiritual height, and sometimes it seems like they're untouchable and they're not real. So I asked the kids to make up a book for Jesus, a photo book for Jesus, of pictures that perhaps they would have taken for Jesus as he was growing up. So each of the kids began to draw pictures. Of course, some of them tried to be, you know, get the brownie points and do the religious pictures. So we had some of Jesus being baptized by a priest and receiving his first Holy Communion. Kind of had to later explain that to them. But there's a picture of Jesus riding his bike. One of them, his first birthday, with one big candle on his cake. There was Jesus waiting at the bus stop and the bus was coming. Of course, you know, there was the picture of Jesus in his soccer uniform with his foot up on the ball, you know, and he had a number 2 on his jersey. And I asked the little girl, and I said, why number 2? And she says, second person of the Holy Trinity. My favorite, though, was there was a picture, it obviously was the temple, and Jesus was kind of hiding behind one of the pillars and peeking out behind one of the pillars and kind of caught my eye, and I said, what is this depiction here? And the child said, oh, that's when Jesus was playing hide and seek in the temple. I said, no, he got lost in the temple. He was not playing hide and seek in the temple. But of course, Jesus' family vacation, and one little boy was drawing an airplane. So I said, their vacation. I said, where are they going? He said, it's not their vacation. This is the flight into Egypt. And I noticed there were 4 people in the plane, so I said, there's Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. Who's the 4th person? He says, Pontius, the pilot. I always love telling that story because I think that it helps us to realize when we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, we are trying to emulate perfection, which we are called to do. But yet we need to realize those years between the time of Jesus returning with his family to Nazareth until his ministry, they lived every day. And Jesus grew in wisdom and understanding and knowledge. And the family played a role in that. So I think that the best way for us to try to emulate the Holy Family is to look at these members of the family and emulate the virtues for which they truly depict in their lives. The virtues of hope, faith, and love. Mary is the depiction of hope. Remember, Mary is a part of the Anawim, which is known as the pious poor. They were the poor people of Israel, but yet they lived just waiting for the coming of the Messiah. That was their whole life, was just waiting for him to come. Not unlike Simeon and Anna that we hear about in the temple. They too were the Anawim. All they wanted to see was the salvation of Israel. So you can only imagine when Mary was asked to be the mother of God, her yes, her fiat was probably the greatest way to express hope. That now what I desire, even in the meekness of my own life, salvation is coming, just as Simeon had pronounced. Mary, knowing that many difficult things would happen to her before her son would rise from the dead. But Simeon said that so hearts could be opened. And isn't that what hope is? Opening our hearts to what Jesus came to win for us. No matter how difficult the journey is, we constantly look towards that in hope. Joseph is a perfect example, of course, of faith. You know, Joseph, being a part of the Holy Family, Mary conceived without sin, and Jesus, the Son of God, where does that leave him? Where it left him was disposed to holiness. He recognized the holiness of Mary and certainly the divinity of his Son. And in that time, he would trust in God and in faith, whatever the angels asked him to do in the dreams, take Mary as your wife, take them to Egypt. Whatever it was, he did it because he knew he could trust in faith that God's plan would be carried out. And of course, Jesus is a perfect model of love, the virtue of love. Our second reading tells us love is what binds us together. So in essence, Jesus binds the Holy Family together. So what should be our mission on this Sunday as we reflect on the Holy Family? I think first it should be that we pray for our families. Sometimes we're really not sure how to pray for our families. We could pray for their success or for their health. We could pray for many things, but I think we should pray that they gain the virtues of faith, hope, and love. Because if they gain those virtues, then they become an integral part of the family, which is so necessary for all of us. Secondly, I think we should ask God to help us not to be afraid to pursue perfection. Sometimes we always give up a little bit, you know, say, I can't be perfect. But through the virtues, we can assume the hope that is necessary, the faith, and certainly the charity that we can share. So when you come forward, remind yourself again, you're making a manger to receive Jesus. And when you receive him, ask him for these gifts. And I promise I will do the same.